4 more years, President Obama wins another term, and he does it even without Florida's 29 electoral votes. This morning, we're discussing America's changing demographics, how they impacted the 2012 election, and Florida's issues with voting as we take your calls. Good morning, live from Studio 5. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Melissa Ross. But first, it's Friday, and here after a very busy news week, we welcome our media roundtable week in review. Denise Reagan, editor at Folio Weekly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christopher Brooks, reporter for the Florida Times Union. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Melissa.
And our own WJCT senior staff reporter, Kevin Mershart.
Good morning.
And 3 days after the 2012 election, President Obama is returned to the White House for 4 more years. The president handily winning the Electoral College Tuesday night, and he also narrowly claimed the popular vote. He did it all without Florida. And our state at this hour still has not been called for either candidate, although the Romney campaign has conceded Florida and President Obama is claiming victory in the state with a slim lead of about 59,000 votes. We're going to be talking about Florida's voting issues. We still haven't finished counting all our votes in this state as we discuss the election results. So our question to callers, what are your thoughts about the re-election of President Obama and also Florida's issues with early voting and our long delay in getting our votes counted? We interviewed him about that a few weeks ago. And Chris, at the time, he said he was giving President Obama about a 65 to 70% chance of winning re-election. Conservatives who were confident that Governor Romney was going to win dismissed those claims. They were certain of a Republican landslide. It was really striking to see the difference in perception between the two campaigns as the results came in.
You know, I think what ended up happening is the Republicans really got a wake-up call, and they recognized that there are three particular groups in this country that vote really, really matter now going forward. The youth vote, I mean, the women vote was really loud there. And, you know, racial minorities, Hispanics, blacks, I mean, the numbers that they came out at Tuesday were, I don't think that's what they expected.
No, they didn't. Youth vote was actually 1% higher the electorate than it was in 2008.
Exactly.
I think Hispanics like 4 points higher. And the Republicans just assumed this wasn't going to happen. They just... The numbers were always out there. There was never really a path for Mitt Romney to get to
270. I don't know if anybody could have projected that they would come out that way, too. Yeah. I mean, you can't go into the election saying, I don't think that they'll come out as largely as they did. And when it happened, you go, oh, man, I didn't account for that.
Go ahead, Chris.
I mean, when you look at how the Democrats in this state weren't able to get the early voting extended the way they wanted to, that goes to the passion of those people in Miami who wanted to wait in line. Even after CNN and all these other news outlets had pretty much called the entire election, they're out there like, I still want my vote counted, even though, you know, the person I want to win is already there. Well, I've been a reporter in other states, and when I first moved here, I found it odd that the elections officials wait until the actual live day of voting to count early votes. I've lived in other states, and that's always calculated the morning of the live voting day, whether it's the presidential race or something local. And I just feel like if you would have had those votes counted already, you could have spent the rest of your night doing, you know, whatever
sure.
came in live that day.
Chris Brooks.
When I was watching the states get called throughout the night, I was watching CNN, and at the beginning, the first early parts of the night, I thought it was going to be a lot closer, like you said, like how it been projected to be. I think it started to really take a noteworthy turn when Romney lost what I consider the three states that he has emotional ties to, Massachusetts, where he was the governor, Wisconsin, where his VP was a congressman, Michigan, which is his home state. After those three went, I said, wow, this may be a bad one.
Well, I hope you can appreciate that. Anyway, thanks so much for everyone coming in today. Denise Reagan of Folio Weekly, Christopher Brooks of the Times Union, and our own Kevin Mershart. What a busy news week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.